The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It's DW60's Press Row, however you may be listening. Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts,
Amazon Music.
We're glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. Jeff Nicole here with you.
Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm back. Did you miss me?
I was gone too. Throwing that out there, you weren't the only one. Yeah. They didn't hear me last week.
No, nope. Just the music you picked out.
Don't forget about me.
You told me it was very good.
It was. It was very, very good. We had a great music lineup last week for DW60.
Wow, I was really.
And for Music
you
Row as well.
Me.
You know.
Did I miss you? Yeah.
What do you think? How many different times did we talk about this while you were gone during the week?
You're like, are you coming home yet?
Yeah. Why is that even a question? Should not ever be a question. Because I was bored. The house felt empty. The day-to-day felt empty.
It was quiet.
I felt empty. I was like, I'm not being asked a question every 2 minutes. This sucks.
No one's asking me to do anything.
Well, you know I don't mind when you ask me to do stuff. That does not bother me. But no, it was not any fun while she was gone, folks. It was not any fun at all.
But I'm back.
Yeah.
I was only gone for 6 days.
Yeah. It was too long. Like, you're going out with your friends? Okay, bye. Have fun. Yeah, good time. All right, wonderful. When you're gone for 6 days? No. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Doesn't happen often.
Other spouses are like, yay! They're gone! I was bored.
Not in this house.
So bored. So bored. It was so bad. So bad. Yeah. She's back.
I'm back.
My life is whole again.
Get it? Whole because of Nicole?
That's reaching a little far. Okay. And just so you know, I am sitting for this episode. I am not standing for this episode. Last episode, I was on my feet the entire time.
Yeah.
Because we talked about Star Cruiser and that big information that came out on that.
Well, you guys talk about Star Cruiser again. Which, on Wookiee Radio, and the episode came out yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good time with Mike and the gang on Wookiee Radio, and, wow, you know, we talked for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
On Star Cruiser, because everybody had such just really great input, from those of us who had never been before to those who have, you know, experienced it.
Right.
And so you had all these different angles of what they thought, you know, Disney should do with the Galactic Star Cruiser and everything else. You know, so it was a really good time. We had a lot of fun with you. Check it out. Wookiee Radio on Apple, Google, all that stuff.
All
you
the know. Things.
You hear it on SR, too. It'll play there.
Yes.
Saturday, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I think it's 6 p.m. Eastern, I believe.
Yes.
So, yeah, there definitely check out Wookiee Radio this week. It's going to be good. Mike did a good job in that show. But, yeah, so Nicole was back from her... 3 or 4 days. She went home and saw her family up in Tacoma, Washington for a couple of days. And then she flew down to the happiest place on earth, went to Disneyland, went to Disney California Adventure, and
awesome.
Saw some surrounding area hotels, stuff like that, which you said was really nice.
Yes, right? I got to tour 4 of the Good Neighbor hotels. Disneyland, unlike Walt Disney World, has only 3 on-property Disney hotels, so they rely heavily on Good Neighbor hotels for guests coming in. So we got to tour those as well as the on-property resorts. And, I mean, they're amazing. And we got to learn a little bit about the lengths that Disney goes to sort of vet those Good Neighbor hotels and the requirements that they're required to keep up. You know, they have to keep at minimum a 2-diamond AAA rating. Disney does multiple inspections throughout the year. Sometimes they're scheduled, sometimes they're just random. Like, they do all sorts of things with these Good Neighbor resorts to just to make sure that they're up to Disney standards. So just, you know, just because they're not operated by Disney doesn't mean that they're not Disney quality.
Right, of course, naturally.
Yeah. That was cool.
One of them even had a putting green, and I loved it.
They did. One had a putting so green. Cool. There was one that we looked at, the Westin Anaheim, that had Theraguns in the workout room. Can you imagine, like, those massage guns?
Oh, yeah.
You come back from a day at the parks.
Then use the Theragun?
Oh,
heck yeah.
Awesome.
I think the only way you top a putting green is if you had a driving range at the hotel as well.
Yeah, well. I mean,
that would just be...
Wow. I don't know that you can fit that in Anaheim. It's pretty packed.
Can somebody build that, please? Make a resort that has a putting green and a driving range and is close to Disney? Orlando.
Say, that's going to be like a... Yeah, Orlando has the space, right?
Folks on US 192, I'm talking to you. Come on.
Like
it's like a Topgolf resort. Oh, hello?
That'd be cool. Heck yeah.
That'd be
idea.
Really cool.
I've got the idea. Just give me the money. I will build it. They will
somebody
come.
Somebody finance it.
Somebody call me, please. I think it's a good idea. All right. I'm glad you had a good trip, though.
It was so much fun, and I'm glad to be back, and I can't wait to take you to visit out there, too.
So we've got some things to talk about when it comes to Walt Disney World Resort, as usual. Nice. Some good stuff has come out that happened actually just about an hour down the road. Tell them about it.
So Disney went back down the bayou to New Orleans, Louisiana, just like Jeff said, just about an hour from us. They took some influencers, some media members of the Imagineering team, and they shared some more information about Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Now that both coasts' Splash Mountains are officially closed, so Disneyland's Splash Mountain closed officially earlier this week on the 30th. Tony Baxter was one of the final people to ride the attraction, which was really, really cool. He took some little like vials of water too, which was funny.
Like, you say that.
Sticking it to the eBay seller.
You say that. And the day that he did that was also the day that Disney posted, please do not try and scoop water out
really?
Of the attraction. Yes.
I didn't see that.
Oh, somebody posted it, said it was Disney. And I'm like, that doesn't surprise me.
I did see it on TikTok, but just within the last couple of days. It was after I had left, but before the ride closed. So maybe like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, somewhere around there. A girl on Splash Mountain at Disneyland got out of the boat.
I saw that. I did see that.
Yes, yeah. And she was just like walking, and people were like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I had a panic attack. I can't do it." And she's got out of the boat in the middle of the attraction, was like walking. Don't do that.
That's a medical emergency. Okay, but still, you gotta, you know.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. And I saw the water that, you know, that he got and everything. It's the vials are so small, they're going to dry up and evaporate within a year. I really think that it's not going to last. I hate to say that.
Maybe he'll do something special with it. Who knows?
I hope so.
Maybe he'll put it in the freezer.
Freezer would be good. Yeah.
But we did. We got some new information about Tiana's Bayou Adventure. We learned about, namely, the music on the attraction. We learned that there's going to be new original music. And then a little tidbit that I saw that I told Jeff that I thought, you know, we would really enjoy is that the cue music is going to feature a radio show. It's going to be like you're listening to the radio, local, like, radio in the cue, which I think is going to be awesome. There's something similar in the restrooms in Galaxy's Edge that I really enjoyed when I heard it the first time. So I'm excited to see what they do with this.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on my email from Disney on, you know, coming in and doing this.
Come on. We'll be there.
I would love it. I would absolutely love it. It's so fun.
They said they've already recorded some of the music, and they announced that the award-winning artists PJ Morton and Terrence Blanchard will be part of the adventure, is what they said. They said they're both natives of New Orleans, and they are helping to score a lyrical love letter to the region that inspired Princess Tiana. Is that they're going to share more as they make progress on the new original songs being composed, and that they'll have new renditions of fan favorite music from the animated film as well. Disney also shared that there's going to be 17 original audio animatronic characters, along with Tiana and some other characters like Mama Odie and Louie. So, was it Louie? Louis? I can never remember. But, yeah, there's going to be a new animatronics, which we've seen the improvement in audio animatronic technology in recent years. So I'm excited to see what, you know, when this is finished. It's going to be pretty awesome.
I want you to actually see it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it does no good if you go, "I'm excited to see," because you saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that girl.
You got to follow up. You got to follow up with that.
No, I said I would do Tron and Guardians.
Yeah.
But
It's
going to be a no for me, dog.
No. Folks, send an email.
No. This one's not for me.
Peer pressure.
But, I mean, more information about this attraction is exciting, and hopefully we have a year that it's scheduled to open, right? So hopefully we'll get a season soon, because that's how Disney does it, right? We got a year, and then a season, and then a month, and then a date. So, TBD.
Maybe we'll be able to go by that. Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't it be something? Yeah. Because we ain't going to get to go anytime soon.
No. We got annual passes. We just don't know when we're going to use them.
Yeah.
That's okay.
So frustrating.
More information we got this week was 2024 Walt Disney World packages are available, including for reservations that check in January 9th or later. The Disney Dining Plan, the return of the Disney Dining Plan, which also means we got pricing for the Disney Dining Plan. Disney kept this, you know, close to their chest up until it was released. And we were eager to see what it was going to be. We had no clue. We had no indication. Was it going to be similar to what it was before? Was it going to triple in price? Like, who knew, right? So the quick service dining plan, which for everyone in their party ages 3 or older, means you will receive 2 quick service meals and 1 snack and a resort refillable mug per night of your stay. For the quick service dining plan, it's going to be $57.01 for adults and $23.83 for children. That's per night of your stay.
That sounds about right to me.
I think so too. For the standard Disney dining plan, which for anyone in your party ages 3 and older, you're going to get 1 quick service meal, 1 table service meal, 1 snack per night of your stay, and a resort refillable mug. That pricing is $94.28 per night for adults and $29.69 per night for children.
Honestly, folks, this is the better of the two deals.
Think so?
If you really think about it. You think about the price that you're going to pay for quick service. Think about the price you're going to pay for table service, mm-hmm. the one snack, and the refillable mug. Most definitely comes out to more than $100.
I mean, and especially because if you're over the age of 21, you can get a alcoholic beverage with your meals.
If that's still the case, right?
No, it is.
So it is. That's confirmed?
It is, yes. So okay. You can get an alcoholic beverage with your quick service or table service.
So that percentage of money that you're saving once again comes into play for the Disney Dining Plan. And that $94 per person per day. Hello.
I mean, your table service meal is going to be at least $50.
It's still a deal for everybody to really take real good advantage of.
If you intend to eat that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great deal. And just it's almost like a cruise where mental load of having to budget and figure out where you're going to eat and what you're going to eat and how much it's going to cost and how much you need to budget and should I get a drink or should I maybe just not, like, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You get some of the meals you can get an entree. I think you get an entree and then an appetizer or a dessert and then a drink.
Yeah.
And I think with quick service, you get an entree, a dessert and a drink. And then plus a snack every day and
snack.
The resort refillable mugs, which I've been there, but it was just so nice. Like the epitome of a Walt Disney World resort vacation for me was checking in and getting my resort refillable mug and filling it up.
Can we just get past the point of it being a resort refillable mug and please just make it a Disney Parks refillable mug?
Like the other park?
Like others do, where you can go in the park.
In Central Florida?
And use your cup and fill it up and enjoy your frosty beverage when it's 102 degrees outside.
Right.
And I'm not at my resort. That'd be great. Do that.
Well, and it's any resort too. So, you know.
Yes, it is any resort, but golly gee whiz. In the parks would be so much better.
It would.
Yeah.
It would. I agree.
Yeah, come on.
I agree. But, like, you know, I think about back when we went with your sisters and their families and, like, everyone getting out of the room in the morning and everyone taking their resort refillable mugs.
Everybody getting coffee.
And, you know, go get your coffee. Yeah, and then we go wait for the bus. And I love it. That was, like, quintessential Disney vacation for me. So I was excited.
Yeah, it's so simple, Disney. All you have to do is the machines that you're using at the resorts, put one in every single quick service place in the parks. That's it.
Or
that's you're done.
Like Universal does. And they have Coke Freestyle machines.
Thank you. Hello. Hello.
Heck yeah.
And there's Coke Freestyle machines at some of the deluxe resorts. But come on.
Yeah. Because how much time am I spending at my room?
Right.
So it just makes sense, folks. It just makes sense.
It does. It does. At least have water.
Give me water.
At least water. Okay.
The building block of life. Give me water.
It's hot in Florida. Water should be available.
Oh, goodness.
My last bit of news. You guys know I love these foodie guides, and Disney released the Pride Month foodie guide. And now that Pride Month has started, as of yesterday, June 1st, I picked my top three items from the Pride Month foodie guide. And I have a little bonus one at the end that's not a food item. So
can these be considered my top three as well, since I didn't even get to see the list?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Do you think I'll like them enough to be in my top three?
I think they might. Well,
you're throwing me a curveball on this.
I don't know that there were any real, like, savory items.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know if there's anything else that you would have picked.
Okay. All right.
But let's go through these and see what you think. Okay. The first one is over at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort at Pineapple Lanai.
Sold.
From June 1st through the 30th, you can get the Pride Float, which is vanilla, pink, and blue soft serve. And it's representing the transgender flag colors. And it's going to be in Fanta pineapple, topped with sprinkles and white chocolate decor. So it's pink and blue swirled soft serve, but it's both vanilla. So there's not two
Yum.
Different flavors. So it's vanilla with pineapple Fanta instead of pineapple Dole Whip, you know what I mean? So, or vanilla soft serve and pineapple juice. It's pineapple Fanta.
I'll take two, please.
Doesn't, I think the carbonation with the Dole Whip or with the soft serve.
It's very interesting. I like that. I like that a lot.
Intrigued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds real. It looks really good.
And honestly, anything with sprinkles, I'm in.
I know this is a promotional photo, but it looks really good.
Doesn't it? The best part, when we got Dole Whips in California, it didn't melt.
Oh, it did melt. Well, it's not 102 degrees outside.
No, it was like 70.
Yeah, see, it lasts
it was
so much
awesome.
Longer.
We got Dole Whips and we just walked around and then we ate our Dole Whips and we ate them all before they melted. It was awesome.
You don't get brain freeze like you do in Florida. You know? In California, you could sit and enjoy it. You know?
We were all just sitting there like, it's not melting.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Jeez.
My next item on my top three Pride foodie guide items is over at Woody's Lunchbox. This is a mobile order exclusive, so you're going to want to mobile order this. From June 1st through the 30th is the Pride Lunchbox Tart. This is a guava-filled pastry. It's coated in purple vanilla fondant and topped with rainbow sprinkles, sour ribbon candy, and a blue chocolate Mickey. Doesn't this look delicious?
I think it looks good. I wasn't the biggest fan of the pastries there when I tried it. It did not impress me very much.
Sometimes when I've had them, there's not enough filling.
Right there. That was the problem.
Filling to crust ratio isn't always right.
So, I mean, it looks good. I hope that they, you know, give it a lot of flavor. I don't just want pastry.
I love guava.
I need flavor. But it looks good. Looks real good.
Like that, guava filled? I'm here for it.
Yeah, that sour ribbon candy on the top.
Right.
You can save that for me.
And more sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
Love it.
Love the sprinkles.
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 My third item on my top three Disney Foodie Pride Guide items is over at the Coke store in Disney Springs. They're calling it the Simply Rainbow. It's Simply Orange, which is orange juice.
Simply.
Blue Raspberry Icy and Grenadine. And it's topped with 6 gummy bears.
Now you're talking.
And they are like a rainbow, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, Roy G. Biv, gummy bears on top. So
you're
it just
speaking
cool.
to me.
Yeah, speaking gummy bears, me. Icy, orange juice. These are all Jeff's favorite
like all these things are on my list right here. Topped off with the top one on the top, literally.
Right.
I mean, my gosh. Wow.
So we got a snack and a pastry and a non-alcoholic beverage. And
oh, my goodness gracious.
And there were other items. You know, there were chocolate items and there were coffee items and there were pastries and there were alcoholic beverages. And there was an alcoholic lemonade with glitter in it. There's all kinds of fun stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, Coke, for making this. Thank you.
But this one just, it looks really pretty and I had to put it on my list. Yeah. And then my honorable mention, not a food item. So it didn't count towards my top three, but I wanted to share it. Is over at Chef Art Smith's Homecoming. If you're familiar with that restaurant in Disney Springs, the outside of the restaurant, the patio area, is a moonshine bar. And part of their moonshine bar is they sell these mugs. They're kind of similar to the insulated daiquiri mugs from Fat Tuesdays, if you're familiar with those. And they call them squeeze bottles. And they have a Pride-themed jumbo squeeze bottle, which is going to be available per purchase from June 1st through the 30th. It's 22 ounces, and it comes with moonshine on tap. You get discounted refills when you have the cup.
Really?
So you can bring it back. They have more than just Pride ones, but they have a special one for Pride. And, you know, with any of the purchases, you can bring them back for discounted moonshine on tap refills.
That's a great thing.
Is it?
And that also scares the heck out of me.
Dangerous.
Because I know there's just people out there who don't know how to manage this well.
Moonshine!
So, was that probably the smartest idea to do? No.
Put a moonshine bar moonshine, in Disney World?
You know, do discounted refills on Dole Whips. Great idea.
I'll take it.
Moonshine? Yeah, probably not.
And that's why we always hear the crazy stories at Disney Springs.
Oh, jeez. Wow. That's why we got people crazy fighting each other and
in the fountains.
And taking their clothes off in the parking lot, you know, and doing all this other. She's like, oh, gosh, you know, let's give them moonshine on discount. Oh, jeez.
It's those Bailey's milkshakes at Raglan Road that we'll be in. Those are delicious.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you what.
I had to share. I thought those items were really fun. And, you know, sometimes it's just a lot to go through the whole list. So I went through and picked my top three.
So what's this one over here? What's this?
That is from the ganachery. Jeff, I like copied a photo from the article and put it in our show notes.
Uh-huh.
That is from the ganachery.
Ganachery.
So that's one of their pinatas that you break with the wooden mallet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then it has all around the bottom of it are marshmallows, chocolate covered marshmallows with rainbow sprinkles.
Oh, my gosh.
So when you break open the pinata, there's chocolate covered marshmallows with rainbow sprinkles.
Get
inside.
Out of town. Are you kidding me? Okay, what about this up here?
That, I believe, is from Amaret's Patisserie.
Okay.
It is a cake, like, roll log, and the icing or the frosting inside is rainbow colored.
So this right here doesn't look like it's overwhelming. This looks like a really good snack.
It looks like a lot of frosting to me. I'm not a frosting liker.
I don't know. I see I kind of hoped it's the whipped frosting and not really the real buttery kind.
I don't think we've ever had anything from Amaret's we didn't like.
That's true. I don't care if it has a lot of frosting or not. Everything I've ever had from there has always been so good. And then this little medallion here next to
it. Yeah, a lot of the stuff has this Pride emblem Mickey-shaped white chocolate medallion.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Finally, over here on this one, what is this?
And that is over at Joffrey's. You know, they have that machine that prints on top of your coffee.
Okay, got it.
You can do icons, logos, photos, anything like that. And so they have a Happy Pride Month icon that you can have printed on top of your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It would be fun for us to go and get the DW60 logo printed on our coffee.
Wouldn't that be cool?
You can do that. That'd we've gone to the M&M store in Disney Springs and had it printed on our M&Ms.
That's true. That's true. Done that. And what are these? Fun. These are donuts next to it?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Looks like a nice glaze, too. Yum. Okay. And this was just your top three?
That was just the top three.
Wow. No kidding.
Yep.
Talk about some. And it's this month only, isn't it?
It is. It's for June, oh, which is Pride Month.
Golly gee whiz.
If you want to see the full list, it is on, I believe, the Disney Parks blog, as well as they have a separate website for food news now. It's called Disney Eats.
Okay.
They have all the foodie guides on there. You can check them out.
Out of this list here, let me think.
Okay. I think that, yeah.
Yeah, this pineapple and I.
The Dole Whip. Yeah.
The Dole Whip. I just... That just sounds right. This, you know, nice little mixture that they've got going with the Fanta pineapple.
I
think that's really cool.
That. Instead of vanilla, you know, soft serve and pineapple juice, you do vanilla soft serve and pineapple Fanta, so you get the carbonation.
Plus, I can sit in the lobby or I can sit by the pool.
Yeah. We like to sit outside of Captain Coke's.
We love that. Well,
or on the beach?
It's the meatballs and rice. That's the reason why we love sitting here so much. It's so good.
I dream of you.
So get the meatballs and then get this float to go along with it. I'm done. That's why it's my favorite resort, folks.
So good.
This place has got it all. It literally has it all.
When you said that, it reminded me of Stefan from Saturday Night Live. It's got it all.
It's got it all. Oh, golly gee whiz. All fantastic stuff. All fantastic stuff. We got more to talk about. That's not it. More of DW60's Press Row on the way. Stick around.
Since intrigue your memories, whether it's a walk down Main Street or soaring high in the sky.
Here at Three Cheeky Chicks, we love to magically scent your home. From grand lobbies to pop century or wherever you call home.
MagicallyScented.com.
Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
Are you looking to relive your Disney Resort stay? Watch the Disney Resort TV channel 24 hours a day with high-resolution images and graphics and the most accurate times that are updated daily. Check it out at srsounds.com/todaychannel.
Did you know that Sorcerer Radio has their own YouTube channel? It's true. Check out all of the great videos from Disney News, Resort TV, ride-throughs, music remixes, and more. Stop in at srsounds.com/YouTube and enjoy even more magic from your favorite Disney radio station. Be sure to like and subscribe for all of the updates at srsounds.com/YouTube.
DW60, Sorcerer Radio, SRSounds.com. Jeff Nicole here with you.
You good?
Mic on, please. Jeez. If you haven't noticed, here on DW60's Press Row, we love to talk about food. And we love festivals at Epcot.
Yes.
And that is why we highly, highly, highly recommend you download the Festival of Food mobile app. Because there's nothing worse than going around not knowing what food booth you want to stop at an Epcot festival.
Or missing something that you were really looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going down your list and you're like, okay, in your mind, you went, I went to this, I went to this, I went to this. And then you're out of the park, you're driving back to your resort, and then you're like, oh gosh, we forgot this.
We used to just write, you know, like a note in the notes app. This is so much better.
Festival of Food mobile app is the easiest and best way to get yourself around to enjoy all the things that the festival has to offer there at Epcot when it comes to food. You can download it today in the Apple and Android store. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Because you're going to get the best suggestions possible when it comes to your food at festivals. Food and wine. Flower and Garden. All of them. They're going to be right there on the Festival of Food mobile app. Download it today. Happy to have them as a sponsor here on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Got some Lightning Lane news to do real fast. And then we have to talk seriously for a moment. Change Israel, folks. Change Israel. All right. Let's get to our other headlines before we do that. All right. So we've talked about some food going on for Pride Month, which looks phenomenal. Real good stuff. We talked about the Disney dining plan coming back and the prices that you're going to pay for that, which, again, I'm going to tell you, it's worth it 100%. Don't go to sleep on it. Get it with your Disney vacation package, okay?
You know what we didn't mention about the Pride's food?
What?
There is a cupcake.
Oh.
Have no fear.
Oh, my gosh.
There is a cupcake option.
Okay. All right. Well,
I know people are going to ask, and I felt that was important information.
So we talked a lot about food. Mm-hmm. Want to talk about Adventures by Disney.
Mm.
Never gotten to experience it before. It's just not... Folks, it ain't in my budget. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not in my budget to be able to do these.
Really not in our budget? This Adventures by Disney.
This specific Adventure by Disney is not in my budget. But last year they did this and it sold out immediately. Gone. And this is going to happen again because Adventures by Disney is once again offering guests a big once-in-a-lifetime journey. And you're going to get to board a private jet to every Disney theme park in the world. And you're also going to have a few bucket list destinations. You can do all of this for just $115,000. The trip is called Disney Theme Parks Around the World, a Private Jet Adventure. It's similar to what they did last year, which I said... sold out in pre-sales. Done. This is what they said. Embark on a bucket list adventure for 75 ultimate Disney fans. This dream vacation spans 24 days and covers 6 countries, visits to 12 uniquely magical Disney theme parks, as well as 3 iconic landmarks, the Taj Mahal, the Great Pyramids of Giza, and the Eiffel Tower. Throughout the trip, you'll stay in world-class accommodations and travel in luxury aboard a VIP-configured Boeing 757 operated by Iceland Air with long-range capabilities that allow you for direct flights to maximize your time at each destination. You'll also enjoy personal access to experts and staff who provide fun and fact-filled stories, enabling you to be immersed in every location you visit. Embark on a bucket list adventure for 75 ultimate Disney fans. This dream vacation spans 24 days, covers 6 countries, and all the other stuff that I told you about that I'm about to reread all over again because I copied and pasted it twice. But booking dates be coming soon, like June the 12th. Previous Adventures by Disney guests who have traveled on 3 or more adventures. Booking dates on June the 14th, all previous Adventures by Disney guests. June the 16th, Golden Oak members. And June the 19th, general public. That is when booking dates are for this. Coming soon. So, get your fingers ready to dial. Get your fingers ready to talk to whoever it is that you
call
need.
Call me.
Yeah, they
call
could,
me.
They could do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Please.
Because seriously, folks, this stuff went out. It was sold out in pre-sales.
It did.
It was there and it is gone.
I mean, this is something, if you can't afford it, absolutely you would do it.
Oh, a heartbeat. Yeah. Yeah. It's, if I won the lottery, I'd be right there.
Yeah. For you and I to go would cost more than our house. So.
I mean, we're talking 24 days, 69 meals. 31 different sites to go to. This is just...
There is 2, quote, sailings of this, though, so...
Yeah. Includes time in Anaheim, of course. That's where it starts. Then San Francisco, Tokyo, Shanghai, Hong Kong, Cairo, Paris, Orlando. I mean, golly gee whiz. What an itinerary this is going to be. $115,000. I don't know if that's too much, or I don't know if that's a steal, not a deal. I have no idea.
I don't know. You get to go to the Skywalker Ranch. That's pretty pricey.
That is kind of, yeah, it's really cool. And it's probably worth the price. So if you can afford it, go. If you can get in on time. Because you probably are going to have to beat out all the previous adventures from last who have traveled on three or more adventures. So enjoy it. Have fun. Let us know if you went. Because we'd love to hear about it. Okay, let's head over to Epcot's. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is just around the corner. We're literally only a few couple months away. It's now June, folks. It's June.
2 months.
Okay. So in 2 months, you're going to start seeing Halloween decorations popping up at the Magic Kingdom. That's just the way it is.
So exciting.
Okay. But to get ready for that, we have found out that Jack Skellington and Sally are meeting guests in preparation for the event over at Epcot. Now, Disney kind of does this every now and then with these big events when they come up. They'll have some random pop-ups of characters that are going to be part of that hard ticket event. And this time it is Jack and Sally over at Epcot. It's just, it's what they call pop-up testing. When it comes to those, you know, rarely seen and rarely used characters that you normally just don't see unless it's a, you know, an After Dark type of event.
Yeah, sometimes they call it Character Palooza.
Yeah.
When there's like, yeah. If there's people that are like training. You
know? Yeah, yeah. So if you see Jack and Sally at Epcot here in the next couple of weeks, that's the reason why. They're just getting ready for Halloween. And we just started hurricane season. So,
how cool is that?
Blows my mind.
Look, it's June, but I got a picture with Jack and Sally today. And
yeah.
I didn't have to pay for a Halloween party ticket. And
right?
I didn't have to wait in a 3-hour line.
Exactly. And I'm not in a costume that I'm sweating to death in.
Amazing. That's the best way to meet Jack and Sally, honestly, is in June. You know, we say to go in the off season.
Yeah, yeah. And the crazy thing is that you may be that person who's like, oh, we'll come back and we'll see him later. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm going to tell you why, because they won't be there when you come back.
What would happen to you and I is we'd be like, let's just go like sit on this bench over here and cool off for a second. And then bam, Jack and Sally. They're just like over there.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what would happen to us.
I think probably. Yeah. Good possibility. You know, a lot of times people get kind of excited when a crane shows up inside of a Disney park because they know something's about to happen. Remember when the crane would show up at the Magic Kingdom behind Cinderella Castle?
Yeah.
What was that an indication of?
Dreamlights.
Dreamlights on the castle. You know, the holidays are around the corner.
Yeah, if they want to put the dreamlights back,
we'll
take it. I'll appreciate it.
Well, since we're still over in Epcot, I will tell you that a crane has arrived over at the World Showcase Lagoon in Epcot.
They just have a name for the crane.
I have no idea.
Dang,
I don't know.
It had a name.
But it's there for construction of a new nighttime spectacular structure. And this is the show that we've been talking about for a couple of months now that is supposed to replace Harmonious. It's on a barge in the center of the lagoon, and it's got some smaller barges around it. So, because those Harmonious barges were removed a couple of weeks ago. So, they've got to do all this new work so that the new firework barges can be held in place in the lagoon. Now, I don't know whether that's a good idea or a bad idea, because when it came to Illuminations, those were free-floating barges that you could take out and put back in daily. I don't want permanent barges again in the World Showcase Lagoon, folks. I don't want that. We just dealt with that. We just got rid of that. Disney, don't do this. Okay?
I can't find the name of the crane. I tried to look.
Oh, it's not important. Not important.
That's not bothering me. I'll figure it out.
But it's exciting, though. Construction has begun.
Was it Fraser?
I don't know.
Get it?
No.
Fraser Crane?
No. Not funny. Not funny. Not funny.
I thought I was funny.
I have spoken.
That's not one of your good ones. folks, this is what I deal with. This is why she's here.
That was funny.
Fraser Crane. You would have to use one of my favorite TV characters of all time.
How funny.
You're just too...
That's a deep cut.
...happy with yourself right now. Oh, jeez. All right. While Nicole puts herself back together over there.
Fraser Crane.
This was very interesting to see. And I think my crane news is a good thing. All you can think about is what the crane was called.
He had a name.
Are you not excited for a new show at Epcot?
I am very excited.
Well, apparently not.
Remember I said I think it's going to debut October 1st.
Yeah, maybe.
Mark my words.
Brand new little spot has popped up for a limited time for the Walt Disney World annual pass holders. There is a new lounge that has opened over at the Land Pavilion. It is part of the VI pass holder days.
Ooh.
It is located adjacent to the Living with the Land attraction. Just make believe.
Tiny little sea.
Yeah.
What do you think about the location?
I'm confused.
Yeah,
just I think
in the middle of sunshine season.
Yeah, it's just kind of just plopped right there. You know, it's just not very. It doesn't feel very VIP like to me, and that's just from the pictures I saw. Now there are free Figment stickers in there if you want some of those. It does have the same design as the new annual pass holder Figment magnet, which you can also pick up over at Epcot if you have not gotten yours yet. There are free M&Ms and Zargnuts.
Zargnuts!
Which is a nod towards those of you who love the Guardians of the Galaxy films. Now, all annual pass holders are welcome to go into the lounge and get themselves a water and get them some Zargnuts and M&Ms. But right now, they are not allowing them to bring in friends or family members who are not annual pass holders.
Makes sense.
Okay.
It's not a large space.
It's exclusive, you know.
Exclusive.
All right, cool. So those people will have to wait on the other side of the wall because they could probably see you anyway.
Right. Just wait.
While you're in, you'd be like, I'm doing my M&Ms. Hi. My water. Also, there's some charging stations for your phones and other electronics if you've got them, so you can charge things while you enjoy your Zargnuts and water at the VI Pass Holder Lounge there in the Land Pavilion. I don't know, folks. I don't make this up. This is what Disney does.
Just read what they tell us to read.
It's like, this is what's happening. Oh, okay. All right. Good enough. Oh, let's delete that one because we need to do some birthdays. Are you ready to do birthdays?
Today is your birthday.
Today is your birthday. All right, birthdays. What is our first one?
Our first one says, I am that wife.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay. All right, then.
So I'm the one that forgets every year to send an email and add my wonderful husband to the list of birthdays. He is a dedicated listener, and I turned him into a Disney junkie many years ago. We've been together for almost 29 years and have been through so much. This wonderful man allowed me to keep my beloved father out of the nursing home. He helped me care for him diligently for 3 years before my father passed in July of 2022, and I will never be able to thank him enough for those precious moments he gave me with my dad. His birthday was May 25th, and yet again, I missed getting him on an episode before his birthday. If you can add this to the show, I would be honored. Peace, love, and churros. That is from Carrie. It is Al's birthday. And Al, we are telling you happy birthday here on the show from Jeff and I personally. Happy birthday, Al.
Happy birthday, Al.
Happy birthday.
Al, you get that.
Heck yeah!
Heck yeah!
Heck yeah, and you get sparkles!
Sparkles!
Sparkles for you. I hope you had a fantastic birthday, Al. One other birthday email we need to get to says, Oi! Jeff and Nicole.
Oi!
Oi! It is John Matthew, brother of Abigail.
Abigail.
All right.
That's that name.
Great happy birthday to my sister turning 24 next Monday on June the 5th. Her favorite Disney princess is Mulan.
Ooh.
Okay, all right. Because she sung Reflection in the singing contest when she was very young and won.
This is the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Give my sister a heck yeah. Okay.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
There you go. Heck yeah. Cheers, mate. Thank you for your email, John. And to your sister.
Abigail.
Abigail. I hope you have a fantastic birthday, turning 24. You get another.
Heck yeah.
And you get sparkles, too. Because it's your birthday. That's why. Folks, look, if you've got a birthday that you want to celebrate on DW60, let us know. Send us an email. Send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. Send us a text. Also, 408-909-DW60 as well, because we want to help you celebrate that individual and their birthday. So for everybody out there who is celebrating a birthday, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for ya.
Come on, everybody.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Swisher Radio, srsounds.com.
Ooh, a special music.
Special music, yeah. Okay, so.
Time to chit-chat.
Time to talk, folks. We've been dropping the word change here for the last,
maybe a month.
Maybe a month or so. And change sometimes is necessary for certain things and for certain reasons. I'll say that. I will go ahead and I will throw this out there right now to take away your doubt, okay?
Do not fret.
Do not worry. Nicole and I are not leaving DW60. We are not leaving Sorcerer Radio, okay? We're not going anywhere. So do not worry. We are still sticking around. We are still going to have the show on Fridays. We are still going to have the podcast and everything else. But the format of the show is going to change a little bit starting next week. You know, we've run into, different times throughout doing DW60's press row where, we strictly just talk about the headlines, we discuss the headlines, and there are times when there's just not a lot of Disney news. And so sometimes we're kind of lost to find content to be able to give you guys on Fridays. And we're like, okay, do we do a show this week or do we not do one and just play some music and save the news? It's kind of a hard decision sometimes because we don't want to let you guys down and not do a show.
Right.
That's the one thing we don't like doing. We love doing a show. We love to do content for you guys. We love to try and entertain you guys to get your Fridays started and to have the podcast as well. And so along with that, and to be perfectly honest and transparent with you, doing press row for shows on Friday mornings have become tasking.
Time-consuming.
Very time-consuming. With the time that we get home from work on Thursdays to do the show, I'm up until 11:30, 12, 1 o'clock sometimes, editing, putting different things in, getting the show uploaded, and it's tasking, and it's made us tired. It's made us very tired. So we've come to the decision that the Friday morning show is going to return to the original format first introduced on DW60, and that is headlines from the Disney parks, but also Disney parks music.
Right.
That's why I started doing the show in the first place.
Right. You wanted music. You like news. You want to put them together.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think that that's something else. I miss doing that.
Yeah.
I miss getting to choose music. And
that's why we started doing Music Row.
Yeah. That's why we started with Music Row, pretty much. And so that's what Friday mornings are going to become. It will become, once again, just DW60. Now, as far as Press Row goes, DW60's Press Row will continue with Nicole and I talking about the headlines, but also discussing the headlines.
Right.
On the podcast. The podcast will continue.
Right. You'll still get the same that you're used to, just in a different place. If you want more in-depth discussion, if you want to hear more of our opinions, that's where you'll be able to find it.
Yeah.
The podcast.
Yeah. And to be perfectly honest as well, having us do Press Row on the podcast keeps us from having to deal with any time restrictions. And we could possibly just get into some really good discussions. Also, for Press Row, I want to be able to bring more guests on the show and talk with them. We have a couple of guests that we want to contact and get them on the podcast and bring them onto Press Row to talk about some of the things going on within the Disney company, the Disney parks, their families, and everything else. We want to dive deep into the Disney community. I don't really need Imagineers. I don't need directors. I don't need celebrities. I want to talk to the Disney community.
Right.
And I think that's so important.
People that are passionate,
yeah,
you know, about it like we are.
Exactly. And so we just figured that this would be a nice change, not only for us, but for you as well.
To have the option.
Yeah. If you want the Disney music and you want the headlines, you've got it on Friday mornings, DW60, continuing, you know, 8 a.m. Eastern time every single Friday.
Now, did you hear something that you want to hear us discuss or you want to know more about or you want more information? Then the podcast is available.
Exactly.
So yeah. You've got, it's a buffet now. You get to pick what you want.
A buffet.
It's a buffet.
Oh my gosh. Never thought about it like that. But, and then, you know, for Friday mornings, we'll have the headlines for you. We'll mention. Plus, also on Fridays, I want to be able to mention and talk about some other things in the Disney parks. Not just the fact that an attraction opened or a resort has this menu. I want to be able to talk about the things that you may be looking for, like Disney merchandise. You know, if Nicole sees a fantastic, you know, lounge fly, or is it lounge fly, or what is it called?
Lounge fly.
Lounge fly. Thank you. If she sees something like that, I want her to be able to talk about it, because I know a lot of you listening out there also interested in that kind of stuff. So it's not just about the parks. It's not just about the attractions. It's not just about talking about a full menu. It's about Disney merchandise, Disney people, Disney community. That's what we're trying to do with the show. We're expanding it, giving you the music and the headlines on Friday, giving you the headlines and the community on the podcast. Podcast will still come out every single week. We'll still do our Instagram lives. We will still do our Facebook lives as far as the podcast go. And we won't be doing them at 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
We're talking middle of the day, Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
While you're hanging out at the house. So an opportunity for other people to be able to listen as well at the same time. Any thoughts? Anything you want to tell them?
I'm excited. Every time we make adjustments like this, it challenges us. And like you and I as content creators, sometimes discomfort is like the best tool, like learning tool, you know? So I'm excited for the challenge of creating two different products and keeping them both like engaging and interesting. So I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I'm ready for it too. I really am. And I think that I think it's going to be a good change for us, and I'm looking forward to, and plus other things, you know, I want to interact more with you guys, the listeners, as far as the Friday morning show goes, and also for the podcast. I put up an Instagram. It was on Instagram, but it was also the DW60 Facebook page. I put up an what am I trying to do here?
He put up a poll. Thank you.
A question. It was fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And you guys had fantastic responses to this.
So much response.
You know, and so I want to be able to share that with the community next week on the show, because that's when the new format's going to start. So to recap, DW60 continues on Sorcerer Radio Friday mornings, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Headlines and music. Plus, we've got a little extra time after 8 o'clock as well for, you know, Music Row. We can talk, if we need to, talk about a couple of other things. And then DW60's Press Row will continue on the podcast. Somebody was asking about Instagram on Thursday nights. Those will be done during the weekend, either on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
So continue to watch Facebook and continue to watch Instagram and stuff like that. So.
And we figured out how to do exclusive lives for our Patreon members.
We finally figured that out. We've been exploring
and doing all kinds of stuff. So we got a lot of fun stuff coming. I'm really excited.
And this, I mean, this will give us the opportunity to be able to do the show in a real good, timely manner that works for our schedule. And so that we're not waking up on Friday mornings just walking around like zombies.
Or having to like cram stuff in. Like we can create quality content without the time constraints. You know, like when we have the time to do it.
Yeah, because it takes a lot to try and cram in as many stories as you can into not 60 minutes. It's round about 50 minutes, you know, give or take. Because you got birthdays and stuff like that. And then you've got commercials to play and everything else. So it constricts the time. On a podcast, strictly, you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
It does not have to be just 60 minutes. It can be an hour and a half if we want it to be. Or it can just be 30 minutes. Just depends on what we have for that week. But we have more flexibility, and that's what we're trying to create for ourselves.
Yeah.
And for you SR listeners, I know you guys love the music, and that's why you listen to Sorcerer Radio. That's what DW60 was based off of in the beginning. And that's what I want to be able to give you guys. I want to give you both. So that is what's going to be happening starting next week right here on Sorcerer Radio, DW60. And then, of course, the podcast will come out later on in the week. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. All right. Time to close out the show.
Wrap it up.
Not leaving. We're not going anywhere.
No, don't. That was like when we mentioned it the week before last, when we weren't on last week. People were like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Like, what are you doing?
Not getting rid of us that easy.
No.
We're just keeping things funky fresh, okay? Mixing it up a little bit.
You want to get in contact with us because you hate the announcement or whatever else, or you love the announcement.
Yeah.
No, you guys will be fine. Contact us. How do they do it?
You can find us on Facebook, DW60 Press Row Facebook page. You can find us on Instagram at DW60 Press Row. We're over on Patreon if you want to support the show. DW60 Press Row podcast over there. Like Jeff said about birthdays, your emails, or any feedback, you can send us an email at dw60@srsounds.com or send us a voicemail, shoot us a text message, or text us a voice memo to our phone line, which is 408-909-DW60 or 408-909-3960.
Replay of the show happens tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sorcerer Radio. Yeah, for you listeners, Sorcerer Radio app, srsounds.com. Catch that. This version of the show will be available on podcast this weekend, Sunday, probably.
Sunday, yep.
If you did not get to catch all of it, we'll have that opportunity for you. Music Row is coming up next. That will also continue on next week as well. We will still have Music Row going on. That's about it.
What a good show. That was a good one. Good one back.
Big thanks to our Patreon supporters. Thanks for keeping the lights on.
Yes.
We appreciate you so much. Thanks for your support. And we will see you next week. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music, all day long, srsounds.com, and we hope that you have a magical day.